It's time for the Mental Health Minute. We all hit bumps in the road, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, and a little help can make all the difference. Today, we're talking with Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties to clear up the confusion on two different terms, mental health and mental illness. Emily, why do you think people confuse these terms?
Well, Kelsey, everyone has mental health, just like everyone has physical health. It's how we think, how we feel, how we handle stress day to day. Mental illness, on the other hand, refers to specific medical conditions like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, or PTSD. Those are illnesses that can affect the way someone functions, but with the right treatment and support, recovery is absolutely possible. When we blur those two words together, we unintentionally add to the stigma. If mental health only gets talked about when someone is, say, sick, when we make it sound like it only applies to a few people, when in reality, all of us live with our mental health every single day. Only 1 in 5 may experience mental illness in a year, but 5 in 5 need to care for their mental well-being. So what can that look like in everyday life? Start small, check in with yourself, prioritize sleep, and stay connected with people who make you feel safe and seen. Give yourself permission to decompress when you need it. Imagine a teacher at the end of a long, stressful school week. Even if she doesn't have a diagnosed mental illness, she can still feel burned out, overwhelmed, or emotionally exhausted. Taking time to rest, talk with a friend, or do something she loves isn't indulgent. It's mental health maintenance, the same way a runner stretches to prevent injury. On the other hand, if self-care is not working and stress is affecting your sleep, work, or how you function at home, it may be time to call a professional for help. Trained therapists can help you build an individualized plan that teach you skills to cope with everyday stressors and get you back to enjoying life. Caring for your mind is just as real and necessary as caring for your body.
Thank you, Emily. And remember, no matter what life throws your way, small changes can make a big difference. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.